You're listening to The Forgotten Word. Hello, I'm Bob Wise of Forgotten Word Ministries. I'm pleased you could join us today while we learn more about the state of our churches and the apathy towards the gospel of Jesus Christ. Today we want to talk a little bit about happiness. Happiness in the Lord, faith in the Lord, and joy in the Lord. What is all that about? What's it mean? Should we be joyful and happy? Is happiness a bad thing? Clapping and praising the Lord in church, is that a bad thing? It's something that's really been on my mind for quite some time as I've experienced different emotions in different churches, the way they worship, how they worship. If it's a Pentecostal church, it sometimes gets a little loud, a little rambunctious, sometimes overboard. If it's a Methodist or a Lutheran church or even Baptist churches, Christian churches, more subdued, does it mean there's no joy? Well, let's talk about what is joy in the Lord and if there's supposed to be joy and happiness in the things that we do without being offensive. Let's start with the New Testament, James 5:13. ESV version says, "Is anyone among you suffering? Let him pray. Is anyone cheerful? Let him sing praise." I don't know how much clearer it can be on both sides of the spectrum here. If you're suffering and you got a problem, or if there's anyone out there suffering with problems, and we all have them, then we should be praying about it. We should be praying. Is anyone cheerful? Sounds like there should be somebody cheerful out there. And let him sing praise. Well, I think that's exactly what it means. If you're cheerful and happy and joyful in the Lord, let somebody know about it. Let the Lord know about it. Quit being so bashful. Quit being so ashamed, embarrassed. Let's go on. Galatians 5:22. "But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness." I'm not sure how you can have love and joy and peace and faithfulness, patience, kindness and goodness, all of those, including the one that says joy, without being happy. Just don't see how it's possible. According to the Bible, I don't think it is. John 15:11, "These things I have spoken to you, that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be full." There you go. Pretty easy to understand, right? Philippians 4:4. "Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say rejoice." Well, you can't rejoice without expressing happiness and joy. It's just, I haven't seen it done. I'm so happy. Oh, boy. Rejoice in the Lord. Oh, man. Oh, man. That's not rejoicing. That's sarcasm. And that's not what it's all about. Romans 5:2. "Through him we have also obtained access by faith into this grace in which we stand, and we rejoice in hope of the glory of God." Matthew 5:4 12. "Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be satisfied. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall receive mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God." Now, doesn't say anything about joy in there and happiness, but let me ask this simple question. How can you be blessed and not be satisfied? How can you be blessed and not be appreciative towards the Lord? How can you be blessed and not be happy and have joy for what the Lord has done for you and what the Lord is going to do for you? Amen. So that's New Testament. A lot of people say, well, we're the Old Testament's, the past. It's a new thing now. We all live in grace, nothing but grace. So help you God, all that. Sometimes grace gets a little carried away, doesn't it? I believe in grace. Absolutely. Amen. Hallelujah. But listen to what the Old Testament says about joy and happiness also. Psalm 37:4, "Delight yourself in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. Delight sounds pretty joyful and happy to me. Ecclesiastes 3:12. I perceive that there is nothing better for them than to be joyful and to do good as long as they live. Amen. Isaiah 12:3. Ecclesiastes 3:13. Psalm 48. Ecclesiastes 3:22, and on. Multitudes of verses in the Bible speak of joy and happiness and rewards and desires of your heart being blessed. Same with the New Testament. So I guess my question today is rather simple. I guess to me it's simple. I don't know. Well, let's think about it. If you, let's ask ourselves a question. Have we ever been in a church service where you hear a good sermon, you hear some good parts of that sermon, and you just, boy, it makes you want to say amen, or you'll say to yourself, wow, that was great. Or you might whisper to the wife, or, you know, whisper to your husband, or your friends, whoever was sitting beside you, wow, that was great. Wasn't that great? Or you say after church, you'll mention to somebody how great that was. Boy, that made you feel so good. Sometimes you'll hear in a sermon about a miracle that's been performed by the Lord. And you'll hear sometimes an amen or two in the crowd, and that's about it. A lot of these things go on, and I sit back and ask myself, so why are we so embarrassed or ashamed to show our love and our joy for the Lord? What is it that I've had a people, I've asked a lot of people this, and I've had people say, well, that's just not how I am. Well, then I have to ask you, without trying to be offensive, why can you go to a football game or a baseball game or watch it on TV or all these other things and cheer and yell and scream and be happy and all these things, and your kids, you'll watch your children or your grandchildren do things that just brings laughter and joy to your heart. You'll remark on it, or you'll say something. Why is it that all of these earthly things, these worldly things, seem to be no problem for us to rejoice and be happy about and have joy in and to express that joy and happiness? Why are we so easily offended by the gospel? And a lot of them say, well, I'm not offended by the gospel. Well, then I still got to come back to the same old question. Then why do you hide it? Doesn't the Bible say something about hiding it under a bushel basket? Hiding under a basket? And, you know, let your light shine. But it seems like we have a hard time doing that. A terribly hard time. I've seen it personally. And I know in my heart of hearts that there's many of you out there that have heard the same thing and experienced it many, many times in your lives, where you've sat back and felt guilty, ashamed of yourself. You'll tell somebody, I should have done this, I should have done that. I'm not sure why I didn't do this. I'm not sure why I didn't do that. I think we need to question ourselves and to search our hearts and ask ourselves, are we ashamed of the gospel? Because what does the Lord say? If you deny me, I will deny you, the Father. Is that what you want? That's not what I want. Are we so ashamed and are we so afraid? Is that what it is? We're afraid somebody's going to think that you're a fanatic, a religious freak, a Jesus freak, a holy roller. They're going to put a stigma on you that you think you can't overcome. There's nothing wrong with anybody thinking that you're an outspoken person for the Lord. Call me a Jesus freak if you want. I don't care. It doesn't bother me. You can say that, well, he's too much like them Pentecostals. He's a holy roller. Well, you know, I'm not a holy roller. I don't roll in the aisles and act like a fool. And I don't adhere to that type of worship, if that's what it is. But I believe on being bold enough and happy enough and have enough joy in my heart and love in my heart for you and others that I'm willing, without any reservations, I'm willing to share the Word of God with you. I'm willing to let people know that I have much joy in the Lord. I have much joy in life. I try to be happy all the time. Nobody, accomplishes that 100% of the time. But when you're suffering, you pray, and the Lord will give you, I guess you can say, He'll give you your joy back. Sing to the Lord. Be happy. Think about these verses I've given you. Take a moment to write some down here. I'm going to go slow so anybody listening can jot them down. James 5:13. Galatians 5:22. John 15:11. Philippians 4:4. Romans 5:2. Matthew 4:12. Psalms 37:4. Ecclesiastes 3:12. Ecclesiastes 3:13. Ecclesiastes 3:22. Isaiah 12:3. And Psalms 40, verse 8. Take some time. Look those up. Ask yourself, do I feel any of this? Am I supposed to feel any? Ask the Lord. Am I supposed to feel this way? I can guarantee you one thing before you even pray about it. You are supposed to feel this way, or He wouldn't have had it written in His book. It would not say, rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say rejoice if you weren't supposed to. It wouldn't tell you that the fruit of the Spirit is love and joy and peace and all those good things. It wouldn't say, these things I have spoken to you, that my joy may be in you, and that your joy may be full. Those wouldn't be in the Bible if they weren't for you. The Bible's not just for certain ones who say, I'm good enough, so therefore I get. No, the Bible's for everyone. Everyone who will accept Jesus. Those words are theirs. You can do like some denominations do and say, I claim those verses. Or you can simply say, I believe those verses, and they're mine, because the Lord said so. You can claim them, you can adhere to them, you can just come right out and say it. Those were meant for me, because the Lord said they were meant for me. I don't have to rely on what man says. The Bible says they're yours. So I want you to take some time, folks, and pray to the Lord that you would allow yourself to share your joy and your love with the Lord to others. Don't hide it under a basket. Nobody knows how you feel unless you show them. You can't walk into a church or any other building or any other house or anywhere on the street, any business or anywhere, and expect that people know your heart and your mind if you're just, a block of wood, a wooden Indian, as they say, standing outside the door. You don't talk about it. You don't show any expression of your joy or anything. So how's somebody supposed to recognize in you the love and joy you have for the Lord and for other people if you don't show it? Quit worrying. I'm going to say this as bluntly as I know how. Stop worrying about what your denomination thinks. Concern yourself with what the Lord thinks and what the Lord says. If you're in a church that doesn't say amen or praise the Lord or clap your hands with joy, then just do it anyway. And when they ask you, what are you doing? Say, that made me happy. I found joy in that song. I found joy in those words I just heard. and I was expressing my appreciation to the Lord because of it. If they tell you to leave, then go find another church. But I think what you'll find out is that if you just, you know, say amen or praise the Lord or clap your hands about something or thank you, Jesus, you're not going to be condemned. Now, granted, if the first time you feel joy come over you and you jump up on top of your pew and start screaming and shouting, you're liable to scare some folks. But a simple praise the Lord, hallelujah, oh man, you know, that was great. Thank you, Jesus. Showing that love and joy, you just might be surprised at others who will come up to you and say, you know, I appreciated that. I really appreciated that. I've wanted so long to say something like that out loud, but I was afraid to do it. Show your joy. You don't have to get stupid about anything. Just be happy. Just show the joy for the Lord and be blessed, because that's what the Lord wants you to be. I want to thank you for taking the time to be with us today. If you get a chance, please drop by www.forgottenword.org. We'd be happy to help you in any way we can with any questions you might have. We'll do our very best to answer any questions. You can email us at pastorwise@adams.net. That's pastorwise@adams, ADAMS.net. We're pleased to have you today. I hope you'll join us again next time. Until then, God bless you, and stay true to the Word and true to the Bible. God bless you all.